Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
I'm glad you got that. Did you get on meds for that?
No, I didn't get on meds for it just yet, but, you know, I'm a little iffy about it, because when I took Adderall as a child to treat it, it did help me focus, but it also, like, didn't, it just made me not, like, feel anything, and that was kind of alarming, and I didn't want that. Like, that's not a cool trade for me.
Right.
So I've decided right now I don't want to be medicated on it, but she did bring up a good point, my therapist, when she said that there is different medicines out there now. It has been, like, 20 odd something years since then, so... Maybe I should look into it.
I mean, you can take a look at it.
Could take a look here. I don't know. I hit the button pretty prematurely in the middle of that, Jeff. So we're already rolling here. Hello, welcome to the show. Yep. We got all that. We got all that, and we're going to dive in deeper into all that. So welcome to the podcast. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
I know, my hand kind of fumbled while we were talking about all of it, and I was just like, I'm gonna keep it in.
You just do it. That's good stuff, man.
That's good. It's kind of good shit in a way. And, you know, it kind of goes in what we're going to talk about anyway. So.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Well, we definitely want to call out our, I'm not going to call out any specific names this time, but we want to call out our listeners, make sure that we let them know we appreciate them
for listening. If you're listening, thank you as always. And if you want a shout out, please let us know on our social media outlets.
Yeah. And if you know your own name, just say it out loud. Just thank yourself for listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's a great way to look at this. If you guys want to shout yourself out just in person right there, just say your name.
Yeah. Just say it out loud.
Just say your name out loud. And you know what?
Shout it out loud.
Shout it out loud. Yeah.
Down.
Shout it out loud. Yeah.
Kiss is retired, man. They did their final thing. They're done.
Yeah, Kiss is now AI bots.
Yeah.
Which kind of sounds like the way they would naturally go anyways.
I think they might have been AI bots. They might have been AI bots for a while now.
I think one could argue they were the original AI bots.
They were the original AI bots, yes.
I think so. But, you know, speaking of AI bots and their cold, cold circuitry and theft of other people's arts to twist it together to make a new thing... We're going to talk about how the winter is traumatic.
Man, we're about to, I don't know when this is going to air, but we're about to get hit by Snowmageddon.
We are getting
in Knoxville.
This might get released the week after it, so it'd be interesting.
Yeah, to, I mean, it'll be the recovery of Snowmageddon. We'll just talk about what happened.
So, Jeff, fill everyone in, because I've heard a little bit about it, but maybe you know more than I do.
So I hear about 1,000 inches of snow is coming our way. They're saying about 4 to 5 inches, 2 to 5 inches.
Oh wow!
And more than anything, it's going to get freaking cold. They're talking about a high of 8 or a low of 8.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be very, 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 very cold.
Yeah. It is. Luckily, I have all the essentials I need.
What do you got? You got beer?
No, I have liquor.
Okay.
I have bread.
Okay.
I have milk.
Milk.
I have eggs. I have deviled eggs already made.
You got deviled eggs?
Got deviled eggs. Sandy made me some deviled eggs before she went to fucking Arizona to visit a friend.
I wonder why they're called a deviled egg.
You know, I've heard that...
Because it's got mayonnaise in it?
Maybe, but I have heard that Christian folks like to call them dressed eggs.
What eggs?
Dressed eggs.
Dressed.
Dressed eggs.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why. I don't know why with deviled either.
Maybe. Well, because you can't say the devil. You can't, yeah.
Well,
you don't want to put the devil in your mouth.
That I get. But I'm just wondering where the deviled eggs come from. So if you guys know, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Where deviled eggs and dressed eggs come from, and we'll give you a shout out on the show and maybe mail you a sticker. I don't know. Jeff, what do you
think? we got some new stickers.
We did get new stickers, so
me just and Jeff be on the lookout.
We're talking about ways to spice it up this year and maybe do like a contest or something. We'll get more into details as we plan it further, but
yeah.
We just want to share art with you.
We had talked a little before, and one of the things about the winter that is so traumatic is that it gets dark like 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So if you work like a 9 to 5, you go to work when it's getting light and then you come home and it's getting dark. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so my whole life, all I do is, I mean, you did your whole day is basically work. You get home and then it's dark and you're like, yeah, it's like dark and cold.
Yep. God, I know, and especially the commute that I have coming from Newport to Knoxville throughout the week, it is very much like getting in before the sun comes up and I'm getting home as the sun is going down.
Yeah, it's just... And then it gets dark. I mean, dark and cold is sort of the way I would describe my relationship with my mother.
Ooh,
I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
I would describe it that way too. With my
mother?
Yeah. Because I don't know her.
True.
She's seen a picture of me, but she doesn't. I don't think I've met your mother.
Yeah, I gave her pictures.
How I met Jeff Mother's. Mother. You just have one mother, right?
I don't know, man. Who knows now? I mean,
Jeff was raised by a commune of women.
None of us knew who the real mother was.
You have like this Mamma Mia thing going on.
You know, the crazy thing about the weather, the winter weather of 2024 has been the erraticness of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been up to 50 degrees plus some days, mm-hmm. which is very, to me, very disorientating.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get the feeling of winter and get used to it, but then it gets warm and you're like, okay, so I won't wear a jacket. And then the next day it's freezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we always say around here in Tennessee, and I'm sure in other areas they say it too, but like the weather is just so flippant and very just like wishy-washy. So,
but it's usually not this warm.
Well, no, that's because, you know, the global warming and whatnot.
Oh, global warming? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've destroyed the planet.
That's kind of what's happening here, but that's all right. We're going to go ahead and alienate people.
Yeah. Yeah, we have destroyed the planet. But, I mean, so it feels like we may have hit a more natural idea of a winter, maybe? with the snow and stuff coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it's been snowing a little more around here the past couple of years, and
Yeah.
I think just even more on like a personal or philosophical level, like this time is so hard because it is like that death, that
Yeah.
and the transition between death and rebirth is very just like haze inducing. It's hard to see when it's actually happening. When are you gonna feel better?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about holidays, but I mean, when we look at what's happening with the earth, when we look at what's happening of with things die and things get gray and things get, I mean, there's just so many weird things that are happening. And then, but we're also talking about rebirth. So, the plants die, everything gets gray, the leaves fall off the trees, it's dark. But yet, the same thing is happening with us, possibly with this rebirth of, we're rebirthing. We have this new start. We have this new kind of beginning. And then the snow is going to come along and ruin it for all of us.
Well, I think the snow's not going to ruin it for us. I think if anything, it's going to give us a well-deserved day off.
Maybe. Will you
Maybe.
get off?
I mean, maybe.
Somebody's got to work, man. Where else am I going to get my moon pie and my RC if somebody's not working the Jiffy Mart?
Well, someone will be at the Jiffy Mart, Jeff. Don't you worry.
All right. I'm
But
grateful to that person.
you should be, because they do kind of, you kind of go in every day and they kind of, have an opinion of you that's not necessarily bad, but it's not necessarily good.
You don't think they like us, do you?
I mean, they don't seem like they like us.
I mean, like, I try not to go shop on like a holiday
Right.
because I feel like, but some people don't like holidays. They don't want to be at home for the holidays. And some people just have to work because of late stage capitalism.
Yeah. But the snow isn't, it'll be fine. We'll get through it. It'll be like the blizzard of 93.
Man, that was something.
I know, I was 1 years old.
You were 1 year old?
I was 1 years old. It was 93.
That was crazy, man. They shut down the interstates.
That's probably like if they have to shut down the interstates, then I probably will not be going to work.
It was bad. I mean, because it snowed and it iced and it snowed and it iced, and so it was just like it was just so bad.
Yeah. So we'll have to see on that one if that happens. But I'm more interested in this. Like you mentioned, like with everything going gray, falling off, the leaves are brown, they're dead, the trees are bare, like, and just how like it is kind of happening to us, and we're in this weird period before it where it's like we're kind of unsure of ourselves, or at least for me, like I'm unsure of myself, in kind of in a way, but like I'm also kind of like I do have a good idea of myself, but that's kind of what led me to get re-evaluated with ADHD and kind of just like solidifying that like I kind of experience a seasonal depression when it comes to the winter time. I
I
guess
think that I think that that's a huge thing that when we talk about it getting dark and everything dying and all these things, it can really change our mood,
yeah.
and affect the way we look at things and look at ourselves and just how we feel.
Yeah, 'cause it's definitely doing it for me. It's definitely it has kind of had me in a lower energy, mood, and just kind of like, I don't know, just everything's kind of meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've always been curious about like having ADHD or being on the spectrum, and like there's just like an unsureness with me, and I think I experience it heavy around this time, and just due to like past things that's happened. But that's kind of everyone in different times of the year. Like I've noticed it is like it's winter. And it's around, like, I feel the happiest during summer, but there's, like, around, like, May is when there's a little bit of unsureness, just because of, like, that's around the time my mom passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think when we connect things to certain experiences in our lives that are unpleasant, it can really, really bring up those. It can really make things worse.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. Like, it's a cynical thought, but it's like, well, I just can't be happy any time of the fucking year. But yeah. It's not true. It's just,
yes,
there are some months that are harder than others. And I'm sure it's like that for everyone.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like sometimes it's the winter, sometimes it's not the winter. Sometimes, I mean, you'd say it could be the summer, but summer we feel like life is going to be, I mean, there's just so much nice. I mean, it's a different kind of thing. Like the January is the new start. Summer is sort of like the cool part, you know, like I'm going to be off work or I'm going to vacation or yeah. It's going to be warm. We're going to go to the pool and all that kind of stuff. So seasons are, I think our bodies are sort of seasonal the way we operate. You know, we're sort of at rest right now. We're hibernating.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of just waiting for the sun to come back around, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just growing my belly to be huge so that when it snows and we don't get to eat for a week next week, I will be able to survive.
Well, did you get your bread?
No, I don't have any bread.
You don't have any milk?
I have toilet paper, though, and I don't have any milk. I don't like milk. Milk is nasty. I don't know how they milk the almonds. I'm not sure it's sanitary. It's
very simple by its udder.
I just don't like milk anymore. So I have these weird, I guess you would call them, it's not a fetish, it's just things that bother me. Mm-hmm. So it's like the idea of like getting a farm fresh egg and eating it bothers me. Because I'm so used, if you open a farm fresh egg, it's so bright and it's so like yellow that I'm just used to the dulled down store bought ones that are not. And so fresh things sort of upset me.
So you would prefer the GMOs.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird. It's just weird.
Well, it's just how it's just how you've been raised, Jeff. Like, I know we talked about it last episode with a different fast food restaurant, but like I feel like it's in my DNA to love McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, they've got us.
They've got but, me by the fucking choke hold.
But have you ever seen like fresh meat compared to like processed meat that you get at the store?
I have. Yeah. It's like very fresh, it's meat is,
it's darker. It's red. And it's because it's fresh, or like fresh fish, you know. But that disturbs me because it doesn't look normal, because we've been brought up that processed is normal.
Yeah, we have. And I mean to an extent, like, oh wait, I was just about to justify it when no, I do not agree with it. We should not I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking. Why am I defending the factory farms?
It's just we've it's been so hard. Yeah, we've changed from the simple where you just lived on a farm, or you knew somebody that lived on the farm and you shared what you grew and all that stuff. And so, I mean, we're just so far away from that.
I mean, we are, and that's why we don't need the fucking daylight savings time anymore. Go ahead and say it. We don't need it. We don't need daylight. No. What daylight are we saving at this point?
We are,
You know, I'm tired of the bullshit on daylight savings.
Who is this daylight, and what are we saving them from? They need to face their responsibilities.
They need to fucking face the facts.
Yeah.
We're not saving any daylight anymore.
I thought we got rid of that, man.
We haven't. We still do it. It's stupid. That's hard too,
because we are manipulating time. Like, it's just like, oh yeah, we can just throw an hour here. We can just move an hour ahead. And we're just supposed to do that. And then our bodies are like messed up by it.
It's like, whoa, we got to adjust to this. We have to adjust to the fact that you want to fuck with time because you want to be outdated. Man, this is just like toll booths, putting it on the list.
You can just like move back. Yeah, toll booths or something. I mean, we just move back a year.
Well, I'm putting it on.
Let's just go back to 2023.
I'm putting it on my list of things that I'm just very just fed up with. It's toll booths and daylight savings.
I don't like it either, man. I don't like either one of those things.
It's in show canon.
And it's Jeff. The tolls are coming. The toll roads are coming for Knoxville. They're actually talking about doing a toll road in Knoxville.
Which road?
They're going to like possibly stack the interstate 40. Through Knoxville, and they'll have a toll road that you can go on that's less busy.
On like 40?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just heard it. Heard about it. I know you're angry right now.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to process it.
But really, it's winter. It slows everything down. It's hard to process.
It is.
It feels like our bodies and our brains are cold.
It does. And, you know, like, I think the only thing that can really warm us up is spreading kindness and, you know, being a good person.
Maybe.
Like, if you see someone during this snow epidemic that's approaching the United States, offer
share your milk with them.
Share your milk with them.
Share your milk with your neighbors,
even if they don't like it. If I live go next to your to neighbors,
just say please share your milk with me.
It's winter.
Even if you don't know them very well, just go over there and say, "Will you share your milk with me?"
Share your milk.
Just say, I would like to symbolically nurse at your teat.
Okay, don't take it that far.
That's when they call the police on you. You know, though, we used to borrow stuff from people. People used to knock. This is true. People used to knock on my mom's door and ask for sugar or... I mean, just ask for something. Do you have an egg? I would not eat an egg from my neighbors. What if they were trying to kill me?
See, and that's why everyone thinks. I mean, like that
it's
now.
Different. We used to borrow stuff from people. I don't want, like, if somebody brings food in, I'm suspicious of it. Like, how was this prepared? Did you have your shirt on when you were making this?
Yeah, well, you know, the internet has really helped us see how some people really like handle food in their house and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a lot. You got the guy with no shirt on, dripping sweat into the eggs or whatever he's making.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, so you can't trust it. You can't trust it is why. Like, you can't borrow a cup of sugar. You don't know they're going to fucking just bust a nut in it. Like, you don't want jizz sugar. That's nasty. I'm trying to make a cake.
I think what we're trying to say right now is you cannot trust anybody.
Well, yes. But also.
Except yourself.
But also.
Or Tyler and I. You can trust us.
Yeah, we're your friends. We wouldn't jizz in that cup.
We're your buddies. We give you the milk that we would give you would not be tainted.
No. We give you that sweet, good milk.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet milk.
The sweet, good milk. You know what I mean? Like, we like to keep it classy here on the show. Like,
we do really keep it classy.
I know we get kind of vulgar, but vulgar does not equal, doesn't like, not equal class. You know what I mean? Like, people like a good, well thought out dirty joke that everyone can laugh at, you know?
What's dirty about milk?
What's dirty about milk, Jeff? You don't even know how an almond milk is made.
I have one more tirade. One more obsessive tirade that sounds insane to give before we end this episode. And that tirade is, what in the hell is with the Weigel's milk flavors? Whoa, have you seen some of these?
Whoa, you're hitting the local level here.
Birthday cake? Now they've got banana pudding milk.
Do you have all the, do you know creamed, all the flavors?
Creamsicle milk was another one they had. They had peanut butter milk peanut butter chocolate milk that actually sounds good.
Uh-huh.
But banana and milk, I don't want banana flavored milk. Jeff, I don't want birthday cake flavored milk.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Can we?
Creamsicle milk. I don't want it.
Can we do a taste testing video of us trying all the Weigel's milk?
But they're limited, and so they only do one at a time. But yeah, we can try. I don't like milk anymore, but I would do it.
Well,
I would
that's
do
the
it
thing.
On
we
film.
Can, we can, yeah, we just, because, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. So I will probably drink all of the milk.
I mean, I would smell it and sip it, and then we need something like a Diet Coke chaser.
Yeah, we can get you a Diet Coke chaser, Jeff. That's not an issue. But
I really used to love milk. I used to dip cookies in milk. I'd drink a cold glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even eat icing. I'd eat, like, I'd get a, like, one of those icing jars, you know, that you used to, like, you know, icing for cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just eat a spoonful of the icing and drink milk with it.
Oh, yeah.
I was a freak, man.
Hey, you know, I don't judge you because I love icing. And
icing's so good. It's just butter.
I still like milk. I prefer almond milk now, but I still like
milk. I don't like any kind of, I don't want any kind of milk. And it's just like, I don't want the real milk. I don't want the fake milk. I don't need any of it. I'm milk free.
You're milk free.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, I think here's what I want to establish.
Okay.
Is
yes.
We do a series of videos.
All right.
Trying all the different ones that are out currently, and any ones that come out, new ones that are released, we try them and update as we go along, kind of like a new little like a vlog series on our YouTube, like we did with the Santa. Like me and Jeff.
Yeah, we could just do a milk flavor.
Yeah, we vlogged ourselves seeing Santa. We don't show Santa. Obviously, he requested not to be on camera.
Right. Yes, he did not want to be on camera,
and which is understandable. He's a kind of a busy guy.
But, so we're going to be drinking milk on camera.
Yeah, we're gonna review the Weigel's milk on camera, I think is what I'm pitching to you live here on the podcast.
Okay. I haven't had milk for a long time. I mean, I'll eat dairy products. I am not allergic to it. I'll eat dairy product, but I just haven't had milk. Okay. Like just a glass or bottled milk.
So this is
to really like chocolate milk, but this is sort of pushing me into a discomfort area, but I'm willing to look into it.
I don't want to discomfort you.
No, I think it's good. I think it'd be good for me.
But maybe if anything, you can judge like.
I'll at least, I know, I feel like we need to both try it. I might just taste a little bit.
Well, yeah, you don't have to drink a full cup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just asking
for like a or whatever it is. Yeah,
no. I mean, we'll get like the smallest bottle we can. We'll pour ourselves each a cup.
I think that just comes in one size. They just come in the little.
Yeah.
Like so the chug 'em size.
Yeah, so exactly. They're perfin. Yeah, perfin.
I was a milk raised child. They really pushed milk.
Oh, yeah.
On us as children.
They did.
It was very, very important. And now I think they realized that was because of the milk cartel.
God, it strikes again.
Call back, baby.
I just have milk pouring on the floor right now.
You poured some milk on the floor?
No, more.
Oh, it's coming out.
Milk is pouring into the floor.
Yeah.
Because you said milk cartel. Yeah. That's the
joke. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think that's the new video series I'm pitching you, the new vlog.
I'm interested.
For the.
Yeah.
For our Milk is Traumatic series.
Milk is Traumatic. That's the genre of the show. Oh, man. That's brilliant. Milk is Dramatic.
Yeah, it's our new vlog series.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
So yeah, you guys heard it here first. Keep your eyes peeled for me and Jeff trying Weigel's milk.
Yes. Milk is Dramatic. Hey, we may like it.
We may
like the milk.
We may like the milk. I'm going to be excited because I do like milk, even though milk doesn't like me, if you know what I'm saying.
I got you. I hear exactly what you're saying.
It means I'm shit my pants.
You know, you always say this, but I think we have reached the logical conclusion to the end of this episode.
You think? Oh, Jeff, you think so? Jeff is closing it out.
I feel like we have with the shit in the pants. That's a good closure.
You know what, Jeff? I'm honestly fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. Do you have any final thoughts on winter or anything we talked about on this episode?
I feel like winter, it's about taking care of yourself, the reexamination, but self-care is important. Keeping yourself physically warm and physically safe from the elements, but also keeping your psyche and your emotions safe.
Right.
From it's tough. It's starting a new year. There's a lot of pressure. Both. Taking care of your body and your mind.
You know, I can't help but to agree, Jeff. Like, really, I think right now we're all just kind of trying to keep our sanity with it. And so we just need to bundle up, make some cocoa, or any sort of, like, lactose-free alternative to cocoa. Wait. Cocoa doesn't, never mind. I'm dumb. That doesn't have, I'm so fixated on the milk. I just think everything has milk in it now.
You're very, very milk focused.
I'm milk focused. This is Milk is Dramatic, baby.
you're milk positive.
Oh, I'm milk positive. I do like milk, but that's not what's important here. What's important is just be kind.
Be kind.
be kind. And, you know, from all of us here, at Everything is Traumatic, I'm Tyler.
Take care of yourself.
Oh, did you say anything, Jeff?
I was thinking about milk. I'm frozen.
I'm Jeff.
I'm milk. Concerned with the... And I'm milk. And I'm terrified. I'm horrified.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.